This is the Mason Vera Payne Show,
your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming
to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond.
Brought to you from Chicago, USA,
with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the Unabridged Millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and thank you for joining me. Now, there are so many days of declaration. There's Star Wars Day, Donut Day, Secretary Day, and the latest that I found, World Naked Gardening Day. And you know what? I'm lucky enough to have the co-originator, Mark Story, joining me. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
I wanted to know, what is World Naked Day?
World Naked Gardening Day?
Yes.
It got started about 12 years ago, I guess. A small group of people here in my living room. We had been involved with World Naked Bike Ride, which was a little bit older. And this is where people get on bicycles and promote body acceptance and bicycle riding and try to draw attention to use of oils. Well, a lot of folks did not want to do the political thing. And they weren't really comfortable riding bikes. And they weren't really comfortable doing it in public with the threat of arrest. So we were trying to think of what people might actually like doing that would be help them kind of get some body acceptance and find out how fun it is to actually be naked occasionally. And we look at polls. There's actually polls on this stuff, family-friendly things to do and naked. And number one, swimming. But we couldn't really imagine a World Naked Swimming Day because not everybody has a beach or a swimming pool or an ocean to go into. But number two is gardening. It turns out amongst most of the people polled, and this is primarily Europeans and North Americans, but it seems to go over elsewhere, the second most popular thing that people would like to try doing naked would be gardening. So we thought, well, you know, my wife's a gardener. I like gardening. My friends like gardening. So we decided to give it a try. And we just wanted to produce this event and have no ownership over it whatsoever, put no money into it whatsoever, so no one owns it, and just see if it would actually resonate with people. And for the first couple of years, we did some goofy little stints where we got a fair amount of public attention, just to get the word out. And then we purposefully have stepped away and tried not to micromanage anything other than to have one informational website up. And as it turns out, it was more in the 12th year. I am still getting phone calls. I'm still getting emails from people wanting to find out, you know, what might be happening. And it's really turned into kind of an international phenomenon. And we haven't spent a penny on it other than to keep a little website going. And certainly not promoting it. Basic idea is that we think there's two good things. People actually will live more flourishing, thriving lives if they can get comfortable with themselves, if they can get comfortable with their own bodies. And secondly, we really think that a lot of people are kind of alienated from the natural world, so to actually get them involved planting something, weeding a bed, cleaning up a hiking trail, doing anything with plants somehow seemed to be a healthy thing. And we thought, oh, these two things together, we'd love to see if we get people to give it a try. So the idea is we're trying to encourage people to get naked in some fashion in their house, outdoors in a nudist camp, and in their backyard if they have the privacy to do it, or if they feel more energetic, get out in the city streets. We've gone to some public parks early in the morning, done cleanups, and then tell people about it. Tell somebody about it. Tell their gardening club about it, their friends or family about it, that they actually shucked off some duds, had a little fun, cleaned up the world just a little bit, and actually found out it was kind of fun and enjoyable.
Well, you know, you said it was a family event, so, I mean, people will do this with their children?
I'm sure it's happened. I mean, I kind of leave that up to the parents. It's family friendly in the sense that even if this isn't like an erotic element to this.
Right.
I can't control what everybody does, but all the events I've heard about have been primarily people getting together, cleaning up their backyard, planting a garden, raking some leaves someplace. I've done trail maintenance. There's hiking trails here in the Seattle area up in the mountains. And I know I can spend all afternoon and I'll be the only person up on this trail. So we bring some friends and we just do some trail maintenance, clean things up. We've gone to city parks. So whether there's kids there or not, I haven't been with any kids. Obviously, that's up to the parents. It all depends on the context. If you're in your backyard and you and your kids like gardening, little kids are natural nudists.
I was just about to say that.
Anyway, it really takes a great deal of training to even keep their shorts on. And by the time they get to be teenagers and whatnot, they've got so many other issues. It just isn't what I'm thinking about. World Naked Gardening Day is primarily dressing, you know, adults who have had years and years of being told they're horrible people, their bodies are evil, their bodies are somehow indecent and nasty. Now there's bodies. There's places for it. There may not be places for it, but people need to get a little more comfortable with themselves. And I think it would the gardening thing, or somehow about gardening naked, sitting down and pulling dandelions, planting some flowers, planting some vegetables, getting your feet and your kneecaps kind of dirty in the soil. Somehow it just feels good. And that's what people are telling me. That's what we're hearing from folks.
Now, I like to garden too, and, you know, pulling weeds, and it's just the best thing you can do in the summer. It's great exercise too. Mm-hmm. And I get really dirty, and, you know, I'll wear a tank top. I'll have even maybe pants on because, you know, I don't want my shins getting all messy. But, you know, so you guys get really dirty or no?
Okay, well, last week we had this fairly large organic vegetable bed in our backyard. It's a pretty private backyard, so there's no problem being naked back there. The neighbors all know it anyway, but they don't care. But, no, I have my tennis shoes on, and my task at this point, my wife's kind of following me with this, I'm digging up the soil, getting it ready for her to kind of level out and get ready for planting. Oh, yeah, I am covered in dirt. But, you know, all I have to do is walk over and I hose myself down. And nothing feels better than just being hosed down naked. I'd much rather have some dirt on my shins than have some really clammy, heavy-duty corduroy or, you know, denim pants that I still have to deal with. And there's just absolutely nothing nicer than actually hosing yourself off with a garden hose. And then I went back to it. 20 minutes later, I get hot and it's out in the sun, hose myself down again. It actually feels better that way. You might give it that's what we're saying. You know, people can give it a try. It's not just a matter of it's like a sensual fun thing. It's certainly that. And I suppose some people would approach it just for the sensuality, the sensuousness about feeling the air and the sun and whatnot. But I think there's something deeper. I think there's something a little more meaningful that somehow strikes people. Maybe they can't articulate it, but it somehow feels right. It somehow feels like this is in some sense, this is the way things should be. And I think it's because of the naturalness of gardening and this kind of attentiveness to the soil and the plants that I think it's kind of natural to us in some fashion.
So you said, like, you do it in your own backyard, and your neighbors see you. What I mean, they probably haven't seen you for years, but what about my neighbors? Maybe they don't want to see me. What can I do to,
What's happened with us? My wife's just the most gregarious person in the world, so she ends up meeting neighbors wherever we go, and they immediately falling in love with her. I think she's a wonderful person, and they figure, well, if I'm married to her, I must be okay. So I kind of just get this kind of de facto okayness with the neighbors, and we joke around with them about it. So, you know, sometimes we're out in the backyard naked, you know, sunbathing or gardening, and if it was like right in front of their window, I wouldn't do it. If it's like right in front of their face, I'm not going to. Why would I want to do that? But we've got our backyard pretty privatized. And if they want to look over the fence through the bushes and they happen to see me gardening, they know us. They know we're decent people. We're nice people. They figure, well, okay, it's not my thing, but I guess it's okay for him. So we've just never had problems with neighbors because I'm not an in-your-face nudist type. I do what I can. I enjoy myself, but they usually don't see me unless they want to see me. And at this point, everybody knows who we are. And I know if I hear them having a little party in their backyard, I don't go garden naked that day. So it all works out. And if you've got a backyard where it just flat out is not private, everybody can look into it, that may not be the place you're going to be able to do it. The World Naked Gardening Day isn't just about being outside. You can do some gardening indoors with potted plants, and I think you can get a good chunk of the feel of what I'm talking about. Naked in that dining room with your table with your potted plants and whatnot, and maybe you're trying to put them into a bigger pot, or you're working on bonsai, or you're working on some kind of plant life. Try naked. No one's going to see you. You don't even have to tell anybody about it. I bet it'll feel different. I bet it'll feel really cool.
Now, let's say you don't want to garden or you can't garden. You know, you live in the inner city. Would you still get naked for the day? Or?
You could. I mean, I encourage people to try getting naked constantly. I mean, I think it can be a very life-affirming kind of thing. There's philosophical reasons, perhaps, for saying this, but that may be aside. But if you're not a gardener, and I'm not really a gardener, my wife is. She's a professional gardener. I just like getting out and playing with the soils. So maybe I can't garden, but what I can do is clean stuff up. Anybody can go out and buy a $1.99 weeder and get out and do some weeding, pull up some dandelions, pull up some weeds, and make a little chunk of the world just look a little better, maybe be a little healthier, get rid of some invasive, non-native weeds. That doesn't take any gardening skills. You can also get out, you know, if you're near some wilderness and near some wild areas, sometimes you can get out and do some cleanup there, too. There's all kinds of invasive species all over the place, and if you know what kind of species should not be in that area, you can spend 20 minutes, couple hours, kind of cleaning a little area up. And that experience, you'll get what World Naked Gardening Day is about from that experience, whether or not there's somebody else around to watch you.
Do you think that by people participating in this day that maybe they can improve on their own self-confidence and maybe their self-image?
Absolutely. I mean, that is just nearly a priori guaranteed. We have so many pressures making us feel bad about ourselves. And some of us, you know, need to improve, of course, but we got horrible body image around here. I mean, huge swaths of the world kind of make a little bit of fun in the United States just because we're so phobic about our bodies. I go to some other countries, and they just aren't nearly as... They don't have nearly the kind of problem we have with it. You know, women having concerns about weight, body parts not looking quite right, spending ungodly amounts of money on makeup that they simply don't need. I'm not anti-makeup. I'm not anti-clothing. I'm dressed right now. It's kind of chilly right now. But if people can get kind of comfortable in their own skin, it's a whole lot easier to get comfortable with other people. So, yeah, I think it's actually a good thing for people to give it a try. And they don't have to live naked 100% of the time. But it's just that one time. I remember the one first time I did some hiking when I was a kid. I used to go fishing with my dad and brother during the afternoons. We'd just kind of take a break. I remember one time we were swimming. Usually we'd swim, you know, go skinny dipping, swim out in the boondocks, get dressed, and go on with the day. At one point, for some reason, I just wanted to dry off before I got dressed again. I just was kind of wandering around the woods a little bit. It was like a life-changing thing for me as a young teenager. It was wild. It's hard to describe how it was. It was kind of a freeing feeling in a weird way. I got back, got dressed, and I was thinking about that for weeks afterwards. And I think that kind of experience is something a lot of people can take value in.
You know, it's so funny because every time I get out of the shower, that's exactly what I do.
I kind of wander around the house?
Absolutely. And it's like, what? I want to air dry.
Yeah. I mean, this, you kind of want to stretch. That's exactly what was happening with me. I was thinking, I can stretch this out for 5 minutes before I have to put my clothes on. And I realized this is actually kind of pleasant physically, but also psychologically. You know, I wasn't some messed up kid. I didn't have any problems. I just have had an incredibly lucky life, great family and whatnot. It felt good. And it wasn't just the sensuousness. There was something, not that his clothes were bad. They're not. But there was something about this freedom that just felt kind of nice. And I swear to God, it was a non-erotic kind of thing. It just felt like I was de-alienated from nature. I felt like there was always a wall between me and the trees, the woods, whatnot. And somehow I felt a little more akin to the ground I was walking on, the water I was swimming in, the trees I was looking at. And it felt a little more home-like. So I don't know. There does seem to be value in it.
Well, I also can see, like, there's also the stigma of clothes. I mean, if you don't wear the right shirts or the right pants or you don't dress a certain way, people will put you in a different category. And I could see how not wearing your clothes, you kind of feel freed from that, and it's down to just you.
Well, a lot of people do say that. I've never been super clothes conscious, and I suspect we all have some kind of fashion we wear, whether we recognize it or not. My fashion may be no fashion, but I'm still engaged in that fashion, if you will. But yeah, you get a bunch of people together and they're all naked. It's really tough to pigeonhole them in terms of fashion. You start trying to find out what they think about, what they like doing, what their values are, and you start approaching people as who they are and not as this fake artificial fashion that they're trying to throw out. That doesn't get you to the heart of the person all the time. But again, I think social nudity actually de-alienates us. I think if we are, here's my philosophy, if we're fundamentally social beings, and I believe we are, we may be other things in addition, irrational and free agents and whatnot, but for fundamentally social beings, then one of our biggest problems is going to be alienation. Alienation from other people, well, whites against blacks, young against old, rich against poor, et cetera. So if I can break down those walls of alienation, this is going to help me flourish and thrive as a human being. And I think clothes can actually be a wall, kind of an alienating wall, separating me from nature, me from other people. Some of the believer friends I have say it separates them from God in some fashion. They can somehow feel a little closer to God naked. People have to figure out what that would mean. But what World Naked Gardening Day is about kind of taps into that idea that being naked kind of opens us up. But we would like to see people opened up to the natural world a bit. It's not a huge step, but it's a substantive step. And I think all that has to happen is once. People just drop their clothes, spend 15 minutes with a plant, and somehow they're going to walk away going, okay, I think I know what that lunatic's talking about.
All right, well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining me. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about World Naked Gardening Day.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.
Can't wait to hear more?
Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com.
That's MasonVeraPayne.com.
Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.